greetings in the name of Jesus. I would like to share with you today the importance of our knowing the scriptures. This is essential if we are to remain true and faithful to Jesus in these end time hours. We need to be like the Bereans of old that we read about in Acts chapter 17 verses 10 and 11, where it says, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." How well do you know the scriptures? This is very important for us because the scriptures testify of Jesus. In John's Gospel chapter 5 verses 39 to 47, we read about Jesus speaking here, saying, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." The scriptures testify of Jesus. He is the truth. And if we do not know the scriptures, we may not always comprehend the truth. In John's Gospel chapter 1 verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh," verse 14, "and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth," and that is Jesus. Knowing the scriptures helps us to know Jesus better. We are living in times when there is so much mixture of beliefs in so-called Christian circles. And we need to know the scriptures in order to eliminate false teachings and to accept the true teachings of Jesus. I'm reminded of the parable of the sower, which we read about in Matthew 13, 18 to 23, Luke 8, 11 to 15, and Mark 4, 13 to 20. I'll read to you from Luke's version. "Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience." Here we see the seed is the word of God, and it was sown on four different types of soil. Those types of soil represent us, and we see that three of the four different types in the end failed to produce the fruit of that good seed which was sown to them. And in these days, we have to guard against those ones who are, it says here, go out and choke with cares, riches, and pleasures of life. We can choke the word of God in our lives by having other things that distract us. And so as a result, we lose out on that which God has for us. It is very important that we press in closer to Jesus in these times so that we can bring forth that good fruit which will last throughout time and into all eternity. And the key to this is make sure you know the Bible. Make sure you have a good devotional time in your life where you are able to pray and search the scriptures every day, so that you can then get not only closer to Jesus, but recognize how and when he speaks to you, so that you can grow stronger and stronger in him. I want to encourage you, make sure that you are seeking the Lord and are a lover of his word in these times. May God bless you and help you to have a greater love for his word so that you will know Jesus in a greater way. Thank you. God bless you.